In this deep dive, we're going to be looking at how researchers are using cameras to make wearable tech better.
Yes.
At figuring out what we're doing.
Yes, we're going to be examining a paper.
And it's not.
In a creepy way.
Gernot Ball and Paul Lukovich at DFKI in Germany.
Right.
Along with Kai Kunze and Koichi Kies.
Not Big Brother.
From Osaka Prefecture University in Japan.
Yeah, just sort of like ambient information.
And this research is fascinating because it really sits at the intersection of wearable technology, computer vision, and user privacy.
Right. It's like using the fact that we're surrounded by cameras all the time anyway.
Exactly.
To make our devices work better, but without making it so that, you know.
Precisely.
Like anybody can look at it and be like, oh, that's what that person's doing.
Yes. And that's a critical point because privacy concerns are paramount when we talk about using camera data.
Totally.
The researchers were very conscious of that.
So how do wearables even work? Like, what's the basic problem that they're trying to solve here? So wearables, like fitness trackers or smartwatches, they rely on sensors to understand our movements.
Right.
But these sensors have limitations.
Okay.
For example, the accuracy of a fitness tracker can be affected by how tightly it's worn or even where it is on your body.
So if it's like loose, it might think you're like swinging your arms more than you are.
Precisely. Or if you're wearing it higher on your wrist versus lower.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't even thought about that.
It can interpret those movements differently. And that's where the cameras come in.
Okay.
The researchers propose using information from these cameras to create a more accurate picture of your movements.
So they're using the cameras to kind of like fact check the wearables or...
In a way, yes.
Okay.
They're trying to calibrate those wearables on the fly using the visual information from the cameras.
So give me an example of that. Like, how would that even work?
Sure. Imagine you're wearing a fitness tracker while writing on a whiteboard.
Okay.
The tracker might misinterpret some of those fine motor movements. But a camera, especially a depth camera like a Kinect, can capture those movements in much greater detail.
Because it can see, like, which way your hand is tilted. And,
exactly. Okay.
Yeah, make it...
By correlating the data from the camera with the data from the wearable, the system can learn to better understand your movements and improve the accuracy of the tracker.
So how do they match up the camera data with the wearable data? Because, like, those are two totally different things, right? You've got video, and then you've got, like, I don't know, gyroscope readings or whatever.
That's where it gets really clever.
Okay.
They used a technique called dynamic time warping, or DTW.
Dynamic time warping.
Yes. It sounds complicated, but it's a way to align the timing of two different data streams, even if they're not perfectly synchronized.
So, like, if one is delayed a little bit, or...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Imagine you and I are clapping our hands to a rhythm.
Okay.
But I'm slightly offbeat.
Not following along.
DTW helps to align those claps so that they match up as closely as possible, even though our timing is different.
So it's like finding the underlying pattern, even if the timing's a little messed up.
Precisely. And they applied the same technique to the Kinect data and the data from the wearable sensors.
To sync them up.
Yes, to synchronize those streams and find the correlations between them.
So they've got the Kinect, they've got the wearables, they've got this time warping thing, and they're syncing it all up. What did they actually find? Like, did it work?
The results were impressive, to say the least.
Okay, how impressive?
They were able to pinpoint the location of the wearable sensors on the body with a surprisingly high degree of accuracy.
Really? Like, how accurate are we talking?
For some locations, the accuracy exceeded 90%.
Wow, so 9 times out of 10, they could tell where the sensor was just from the Kinect data.
Precisely. And that's without using any facial recognition or other identifying information.
That's wild.
Just by analyzing the movement patterns.
That's incredible.
It's quite remarkable.
So they can tell where your sensors are just by how you move.
In essence.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing.
It challenges our assumptions about what information can be gleaned from seemingly unrelated data sources.
Yeah, it makes you think twice about, you know, what all those cameras around us are really seeing.
Indeed, it does.
So they figured out how to use cameras to improve wearables in the lab. But what about the real world? Like, how does this actually apply to our lives?
Well, that's what they wanted to find out. So they took their research a step further and looked at how this technology could be used to anonymously connect a person's movements to their mobile phone.
Their phone? How is that even possible?
Remember how we talked about the sensors in your phone, the accelerometers and gyroscopes?
Yeah.
They realized they could use those sensors in the same way they were using the dedicated wearable sensors.
Oh, I see.
By correlating the Kinect data with the data from the phone sensors, they could anonymously link a person's movements to their phone.
So even in a crowded room, they could tell which phone belonged to which person just by how they moved.
Yes, precisely.
That's a little unnerving, but also really cool.
It is a powerful demonstration of the potential of this technology.
So we've gone from cameras helping wearables to cameras basically identifying our phones just by our movements.
And all of this without ever needing to see your face or access any personal information.
Right, it's all anonymous.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? Like, what's the bigger picture?
That's the really exciting part. This research opens up a world of possibilities for how we can use the data that's already all around us to improve the devices we use every day.
So it's not just about fitness trackers and phones.
Not at all. Imagine a future where your smart home adjusts the lighting and temperature based on your movements, or where your car can predict your destination based on your walking patterns.
That's pretty wild.
And that's just the beginning. The potential applications are vast and still being explored.
This is definitely a deep dive with a lot to think about. Cameras aren't just for security anymore. They're becoming like sensors for our entire lives.
And as we've seen, that doesn't have to be a scary thing. It can be used to make our lives easier, more efficient, and even more personalized.
As long as we're careful about privacy.
Absolutely.
So how did they actually do it? Like, what was the setup for their experiment?
Well, they started with a controlled environment. They had participants wear these XNS sensors, which are like high-tech motion trackers, on different parts of their bodies, arms, chest, legs. Then they had them perform a series of everyday activities like walking, writing, climbing stairs, even using a dishwasher, all while being recorded by a Kinect camera.
So they were trying to see how the Kinect data matched up with the XNS data for all these different movements.
Exactly. They wanted to see if they could correlate the Kinect's skeletal motion capture with the readings from the XNS sensors, which were measuring things like acceleration and angular velocity.
And just to be clear, when you say skeletal motion capture, you mean the Kinect was only capturing their movements, not like their faces or anything.
Yeah, that's correct. The Kinect data was basically a stick figure representation of their movements. No personally identifiable information was captured or used in the study.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you even begin to compare something like a stick figure to a bunch of sensor readings? They seem like apples and oranges.
That's where the DTW comes in. They use DTW to align the timing of the Kinect data, which is essentially the location of the joints over time, with the XNS data, which is the speed and direction of movement.
So they found a way to synchronize those two different types of data.
Precisely. DTW allowed them to compare the timing of the movements, even if they weren't perfectly aligned.
That's really clever.
It's a powerful technique for finding similarities between seemingly disparate data sets.
And in this case, it allowed them to make some pretty groundbreaking discoveries about how we can use cameras to understand human movement.
Discoveries that have the potential to revolutionize not just wearables, but a whole range of technologies we use every day.
So they were able to figure out a way to synchronize those two different types of data?
Exactly. And once they had the data synchronized, they could start to look for patterns.
And did they find any?
They did, and the patterns were fascinating. They discovered that certain activities were much better at revealing the location of the sensors than others.
Like what? Give me an example.
Writing on a whiteboard was a big one. The subtle movements of the wrist and hand while writing created a very distinct signature in both the Kinect data and the XNS data.
So they could tell where the sensor was on the arm just by analyzing those tiny movements.
Precisely. And the accuracy was remarkable, over 90% for some sensor locations.
Wow, that's really high.
It is, especially considering they weren't using any personally identifiable information. It was all based on movement patterns.
So they've shown that cameras can be used to improve wearables. But how does this translate to real-world applications?
Well, they actually explored that question in their research. They wanted to see if they could use the same technique to anonymously link a person's movements to their mobile phone.
It's their phone. I don't see how that's possible.
It's actually quite clever. Remember how we talked about how phones have accelerometers and gyroscopes, just like those XNS sensors?
Right, right. They use them for things like step counting and screen rotation.
Exactly. Well, the researchers realized they could use those same sensors to track a person's movements in the same way they were using the dedicated wearables.
Oh, I see. So they're basically treating the phone like another wearable sensor.
Precisely. By correlating the Kinect data with the data from the phone sensors, they were able to anonymously link a person's movements to their phone, even in a busy office environment.
So even with all the other people moving around, they could still tell which phone belonged to which person.
Yes. And they did it without any prior knowledge of the individuals or their devices.
That's pretty incredible. It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie.
It does, doesn't it? But this is real science. and it has the potential to change the way we interact with technology.
So it's not just about Big Brother watching us anymore.
Not at all. This research shows that cameras can be used in a way that respects our privacy while still providing valuable information that can be used to improve our lives.
That's a really important point because I think a lot of people are understandably wary of any technology that seems like it's eroding our privacy.
And rightfully so.
Mm.
But what's so interesting about this research is that it's actually about enhancing our privacy. By using anonymous movement data, they've found a way to improve our devices and potentially even our health without ever needing to know our identity.
So it's like they're using the cameras to understand our behavior, but not who we are.
Exactly. And that's a really powerful distinction because it opens up all sorts of possibilities for using this technology in ways that benefit us without compromising our privacy.
That's really fascinating. It makes me wonder what other creative applications of this technology are out there.
That's the beauty of research like this. It sparks our imagination and makes us think differently about the world around us. In this case, they've shown us that cameras can be so much more than just surveillance devices. They can be tools for understanding human behavior and improving our lives in ways we never thought possible.
Yeah, it really gets you thinking about the potential here.
And this research really just scratches the surface.
So what's next?
Well, imagine a future where your fitness tracker adjusts its calculations based on your actual arm movements.
Okay.
Not just the data from its own sensors.
So it's like having a personal trainer.
In a way, yes.
Wow.
Or think about indoor navigation. Your phone could improve its location accuracy.
Okay.
Simply by passing a camera in a shopping mall or an airport.
So no more getting lost in the mall.
Precisely. And the applications go beyond just personal devices.
Okay, like what?
Well, in healthcare, subtle gait changes captured by security cameras could serve as early warning signs for certain health conditions.
That's fascinating.
It is. And in sports analysis, imagine the insights athletes and coaches could gain from detailed movement data captured by existing cameras.
No more bulky sensor setups.
Exactly. The possibilities are really quite endless.
And to be clear, we're not talking about tracking people's every move or invading their privacy.
Absolutely not. This is about using data responsibly and ethically.
To make our lives better.
Exactly.
And this all started because some researchers looked at cameras in a whole new way.
It's amazing what can happen when we challenge our assumptions.
It really is.
Oh?
So to wrap things up, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember from this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the world around us is full of untapped information.
Okay.
And as technology advances, we have the opportunity to use that information in ways that benefit us all.
But we have to be mindful of the ethical implications.
Of course, we have a responsibility to use this technology wisely.
Absolutely. Well said. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but it's a conversation that I think deserves to continue.
I agree. There's so much more to explore.
To all our listeners out there, keep your eyes peeled and your minds open because the future of technology is unfolding all around us.
I couldn't have said it better myself.